What's going on, guys? Check out this little bonus clip we have from our meeting with Michelle talking about different loan programs for that fixer-upper or that person looking to flip a home.
So what if I want to buy a fixer-upper house?
Everybody loves these shows now.
Oh my gosh, HGTV.
Yeah. HGTV has, who knew that it would be taking over the world, but everybody wants to flip a house. Everybody wants to put their own personal touch on a house. I know being in the business, there are two different types of fixer-upper houses. There are some that need structural work. There are some that need just aesthetic work, like flooring and such like that. What kind of loan programs are out there for one, for the person that wants to buy the home, fix it up, and live in it, and two, the person that wants to buy the home, fix it up, and then sell it?
Okay. That's a bunch of questions.
I know it. So, right, let's start. Yeah, let's start with I found a house. It needs some structural work, but I'm going to live there. I have the vision.
And I have the time.
And I want to do the work.
So, lucky for our clients, we have every different loan product available. If you have found a house that needs a full-blown renovation, hasn't been updated since 1927, like it has everything that has to be done, we can do that. So we take the purchase price plus the renovation amount, that makes your mortgage, and then whether you qualify for an FHA loan or a conventional loan, that will tell us what your down payment is. A lot of people are familiar with 203K. That's an FHA renovation loan. We also have a home style renovation loan, which is a conventional loan. So you can even move a house with those loans. So you can buy a farmhouse and move it to your family's property and renovate it with those. Shiplap the whole thing if you want to.
You buy out Hobby Lobby while you're at it.
So, and we have products that fit what you want to do. So it depends on the extent of your renovation. Some people can live in the house while they renovate it. Some people cannot. You can actually finance those costs into the loan. Depending on the extent of your renovation, you will have to have a cost consultant. They keep you in line with the area and on budget. And you have to have a licensed contractor. Okay. That is the biggest piece to any of this. Not only is buying a house stressful, construction stressful, and then you add the two together and you've got the perfect storm. So we've got to have licensed professionals and they're doing the job. So that being said, I always get asked, well, my husband's a plumber, can he do our plumbing? Of course he can, he's a plumber. But if your husband's an accountant, he is not doing your electrical.
I'm pretty good with power tools.
I would not want you doing that.
So it depends on what your scope of profession is, but there's definitely instances for all of that. So those are full-blown renovations. This house has got to have it all. It needs everything from top to bottom. These are full-blown renovation loans.
What if I got a house that's stuck in 1970s? We're talking blue, pink tile in the bathroom, the whole...
shag carpet.
Oh, yeah, love it.
So if it's just cosmetic stuff, we have a loan that is not a renovation loan. Way easier than anything out there on the market. It's unique to us. This is our answer to low inventory and HGTV. I mean, this is the perfect product. So if you go in a house and the kitchen is awful, the cabinets are awful, but the bones of the house are good. Like, you like the house and you love the location because it's in the right school district. It's where you want to be. It's down the street from your in-laws, whatever might be. But you love the house. But it hadn't been updated, and you want to put your spin on it. You want gray everything. That's fine. We have a conventional loan. You can add 15% of the appraised value for cosmetic updates. So no structural updates, but if you want to replace the cabinets and get new appliances and update the bathroom and do flooring throughout, whatever you want to do to it, I call it a lipstick loan because it's anything that makes the house pretty. Okay? You can move a wall if it's non-structural.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it has a lot of flexibility. It's a great loan. It's a regular conventional loan. It's got 5% down payment. So I'll give you an example. If the house you're looking at is $100,000, I'm just using easy numbers, keep it simple. So if the house you're looking at is $100,000, haven't been updated, you're allowed to add 15%, $15,000. So your mortgage is going to be $115,000, 5% down payment. And then you'll have that $15,000 to update your house.
Now, here's my question. Mm-hmm. We talked about whenever it was a structural loan, how we have to have all these GCs or licensed people basically.
GC is general contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, excuse me. You know, I love my acronyms. We have to have all these licensed people. What if we're putting in new cabinets or whatever it may be? Do we still have to have licensed professionals do it?
Yes, in the sense that you can go to the cabinet guy and hire him to do your cabinets, and he'll get paid. You can go straight to the flooring company, pick out your floors, and have him get paid. So if you were going to Lowe's to buy flooring to install yourself, you would kind of have to be in the flooring profession or something in that realm, or hiring Lowe's flooring company to do it. So those are some of the things we would just have up front. And to make everything simple, let me tell you, the biggest hiccup in a renovation loan or construction loan is when a homeowner tries to do part of it themselves. So they always mean well. They always mean well, but they always take the job off track or off schedule. And especially if they're in the way of the sub, or they couldn't get their painting done, or the homeowner's only working on it on the weekends, but things have got to get done for the next people to get in or the next crew to come in. It just adds an element of stress to the deal. So it's typically better to have a contractor to begin with.
Okay. And so the other part of those questions I started at the beginning, and we are in a place where we have a family member that wants to become a flipper. You know them well, Lauren.
Yeah, I do.
So everybody wants to flip homes now. It's becoming super popular. Are there any loans out there for the company or the individual that wants to go out and flip a house?
Yes, but the qualifications are hard.
Okay.
So if you come to a bank or a lender or any of us for a loan to flip a house, you really have to have your history together. So you're going to have to qualify income-wise and credit-wise, and having your current debt plus new debt, and then have reserves in the bank to prove that you can float the whole thing. So it is not as simple as what you see on TV. Definitely not as simple. But are there programs available? Absolutely.
Best thing to do there is just stop in with your loan officer and just say, this is what I want to do, and talk to them about it.
And the most important thing I can say is to be honest up front with your lender as to what your intention is, because you want them to have prepared you with the best information. And if you come to me and are not completely honest about what your intents are, then I can lead you in completely the wrong path. Whereas if I had known it up front, we would have done things totally different. So don't ever feel like you have to hold back or you can't be completely honest. If you do feel that way, you need to find another lender. You have got to have someone that's a partnership with you, especially in those kind of deals.